The other thing I'd say about all of this is that it's about the people. So often we're trying to build in the process. You know, PA had this fantastic, I think it was a 35-page questionnaire just before I left. This was about 94. That to be filled in, put all your knowledge here about your topic, your subject area. Huh, what? For a start, it's impossible to fill it in. But it's not about that process. Knowledge is a social thing. So it's got to be about people. You've got to deal with that element of it above and beyond everything else. I put here best practice rarely is, because I have one of the problems I have with best practice, in the same way I've argued in the past about ISO 9001, investors in people, all of this stuff, right now we need to innovate more than anything else, and best practice leaves no room for that. Best practice too often also leaves no context. Best practice when I was at IBM running their communications in Scotland changed dramatically the year before I left, when they actually got around to putting PCs on desks. This was in 97. We were actually the manufacturing site for Europe's PCs and had been for about 10 years. So the fact we hadn't got them on our desks was disappointing. But actually, it radically changed at that point. So best practice up to that point would have been no good after it, and even more so since BlackBerries or social media. Best practice doesn't last long. There are places, I'll grant you, where best practice does work, but it's not often. My other point is, too often we take it to an abstraction and then farm it out to people as the knowledge, as the information. So we take it out of context and we build it into what you do in this situation is da-da-da-dum, which may be great as a thing when you've done your thinking. It shouldn't be the communication to people who are just starting, unless you've got a process behind it. Let me give you an example. Does everybody here, at least are allowed to drive in the UK? Has passed the driving test, yeah? Okay, so you'll all recognize that. That means the national speed limit applies, right? Yes. So that was the one I got wrong on 3 consecutive tests. So, here's a situation. Look at it for a minute and just think about what the speed limit is if you're driving down this road. Okay? So, hands up for 30. 40. 50. 60. 70. Okay, well, congratulations. You're better than most. I went to one recently where I think we had 3/4 went for 40. The answer is this. The answer is, if you're in a car, it's 60. It was a single carriageway, so it's this column here. But the interesting thing for me is that, okay, this is an abstract value that we've all been taught, tested on. Our behavior is supposed to be modified by it whenever we see it, and there are legal penalties if we get it wrong. And yet still there's a substantial percentage of people who don't get it because it's confusing. It's an abstract value, not a concrete one. You take it even further, there's so much context in there. Where were you driving? What were you driving? I mean, actually, for those who said 30 or 40 in particular, if you drive an Arctic, you are quite right. Okay? If you don't drive an Arctic, you don't have that excuse. But this is what we do with too much knowledge. We boil it down to being the abstracts. What we need is the context, above all else.